We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now, let's go into the Old Testament again, over to Leviticus. And let's see the sin offering that was made and how it came about, how they functioned under the Old Covenant there. Leviticus chapter 16, let's start with verse 5. He shall take of the congregation of the children of Israel two kids of the goats for a sin offering, one ram for a burnt offering. And Aaron shall offer his bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and maketh atonement for himself and for his house. Now, first of all, Aaron the priest, he offered for his sins first. And he shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And Aaron shall cast lots upon the two goats, one lot for the Lord and the other lot for the scapegoat. And Aaron shall bring the goat upon which the Lord's lot fell and offer him for a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make an atonement with him, and to let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness. And Aaron shall bring the bullock of the sin offering, which is for himself, and shall make an atonement for himself and for the house, and shall kill the bullock for the sin offering, which is for himself. Now he goes on and tells you all the other things that he does there. Now see, this is giving you an Old Testament type of what is going to happen when Jesus becomes the sin offering. Now, as we come down to verse 15, then shall he kill the goat of the sin offering, that is for the people, and bring his blood within the veil, and do with that blood as he did with the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it upon the mercy seat and before the mercy seat. And he shall make an atonement for the holy place because of the uncleanness of the children of Israel, because of their transgressions and all their sins. And so shall he do for the tabernacle of the congregation that remaineth among them in the midst of their uncleanness. And there shall be no man in the tabernacle of the congregation when he goeth in to make an atonement in the holy place until he come out and have made an atonement for himself and for his household and for all the congregation of Israel. Verse 18, and he shall go out unto the altar that is before the Lord and make an atonement for it, and shall take of the blood of the bullock and of the blood of the goat and put it upon the horns of the altar and round about, and shall sprinkle of the blood upon it with his finger seven times and cleanse it and hallow it from the uncleanness of the children of Israel. And when he hath made an end of reconciling the holy place and the tabernacle of the congregation, the altar, he shall bring the live goat. Now notice, the one goat has already been killed, has already died. Now remember, this goat had to remain holy. In fact, Leviticus chapter 6 talks about this goat remaining holy. In fact, it goes on to say there in the scripture where it talks about it that anybody that touched the sin offering would become holy. In other words, it was a holy thing before God. Now, this is why that it had to be a lamb without spot or blemish. And this is taught in the scriptures that they had to offer a lamb or the goat or whatever that was without spot or blemish. Because Jesus was the Lamb of God, without spot, without blemish, perfect, in other words, for the sin offering. Now, that remained holy. But now, somewhere along the line, according to the scripture, Jesus has to carry our sin away. Where did it come in? Where did it come in the Old Testament type? See, it's a type. Well, here we find it in the scapegoat. The scapegoat is a type. You had to have two goats to represent Jesus because he must remain holy until his life is gone from him. But yet, he must bear the sins and iniquities of all the world. And this is where you see the type here. When he hath made an end of the reconciling of the holy place, the tabernacle of the congregation, and the altar, he shall bring the live goat. Aaron shall lay his hands upon the head of the live goat. Now, here is the only place in the scriptures that it refers to the priest using both of his hands. He lays both of his hands upon the live goat. We have the sacrifice being made. We have the hands laid upon the live goat, and Aaron shall lay his hands upon the head of the live goat, confess over him all the iniquities of the children of Israel and all the transgressions and all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man. Now notice, he's going to send him away by the hand of a fit man into the wilderness. Now this is the type of Jesus bearing our sins or carrying our sins away. Do you realize what he's saying there? These sins were put upon him. Now someone has made the statement that Jesus could not have become sin because sin was a personal thing and it was a personal unrighteousness. Jesus did not sin. Certainly Jesus did not sin. But he was made to be sin. These sins were placed upon him. It was not something that the goat did. The goat didn't do a thing in the world to receive that. But the priest that offered the sacrifice confessed these things upon the head of the goat and then sent him away into the wilderness by the hand of a fit man. Now what I'm doing here, I'm looking for the scripture. Yeah, here it is in Luke, the 23rd chapter, because there's New Testament scripture that'll help bring out what happened here. And you can see it happened here in the New Testament. Jesus became the sin offering. He gave his life. He died. He became the one to redeem mankind and the sin offering and purge that. But now he must carry the sins away. If he became sin or if he carried our sins, however you want to say it, there has to be a time when he does it. How did it happen? No, Jesus didn't sin, but God put the sins of the world upon Jesus. Now, here in the 23rd chapter of Luke, let's look at the crucifixion of Jesus. Start with verse 44, and it was about the sixth hour. There was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. The sun was darkened, the veil in the temple was rent in the midst. When Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." And having said this, he gave up the ghost. Now, isn't it interesting that there's only one place in this whole Levitical account of offering the sin offering and the two goats here that the priest is definitely said to have used both hands. He put both of his hands upon the head of the goat and confessed all of the sins of Israel and all the sins of the people upon the goat. Now the scapegoat, there's no doubt about it, was Jesus. After he has given himself for the sin offering, he is spotless, completely spotless, had to be. He had to remain holy. But then he received that sin to carry it away. Now, we won't get into a big argument about how he did it. I mean, you know, that's a trivial matter. You can believe it however you want to, but you're going to have to do something with this verse of Scripture here. And there's no doubt but what Isaiah said, that he bare our iniquities. When did he do it? He couldn't have done it while he was on the cross. He had to remain holy. The sins could not come upon him before he died. See, there was two goats that represented Jesus. Both of them together made the whole complete redemptive process. The sin offering, and then carrying the sins away into the wilderness. Now, we won't even argue about where they went and what it was all about, other than the fact that the Scriptures bears out that judgment would fall there in the wilderness, whether it was a place of separation, it mentions here a place of separation, a cutoff, or just a place that was uninhabited. Whatever you want to say about it, you can just decide what you want to believe about it. But you've got to do something with this scripture. Because here's the goat going into the wilderness, so judgment would fall out there on the goat and not on the children of Israel, are not on us. He put all of the sins there. See, now this is a type. Here it's referring to the children of Israel. But thank God Jesus bore the sins of the world. See, he died for the ungodly. So here you have a type of Jesus becoming sin or bearing sin, however you want to say it. We know that it had to happen because here's the Old Testament type. Now see, don't take just one verse of Scripture and try to build a doctrine on it. You've got to find the types in the Old Testament and bring it out. Now here we find that he said, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. So it's very interesting to me that because of what Isaiah said, that he carried our sins, and because of what the Levitical law says here, that Aaron must lay both of his hands, or the priest that offered the sacrifice, see, must lay both of his hands upon the head of the goat. So one of the goats represents Jesus while he's alive. The other one represents Jesus while he's dead. Now, there's no doubt about it. Now, someone said, well, it represents the resurrection. Well, of course, by law of double reference, I'm sure that could be true. But yet, you know that he remained sinless, and he then had to bear our sins. So this is evidently the key to it right here. He confessed all the transgressions and all their sins, putting them upon the head of the goat. Notice the goat didn't have a thing to do with it. He didn't do anything wrong, didn't deserve it. But he received it because the priest put it on him. Now, who was the high priest that offered Jesus as a sacrifice? Or who was the one that offered Jesus? God gave his son.
God bless you. I do appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Now, all of this week we have CD offer number 7121. It's entitled, The Chastening of the Lord. It's a single CD for $8 plus $3 postage and handling. The total of $11. The Chastening of the Lord. You know, you hear people say, well, you know, the Lord chastens us with sickness and disease and all kinds of problems and tests in life. No, God doesn't do that. Now, if you believe that, you need to study the Word of God and find out that God is not the author of confusion, and God is not the one that's trying and testing your faith. In Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Now, he's the author of our faith. Then he knows that it'll work. He does not have to try it. Now, you may go through some trials and tests at times, and you may think it's the chastening of the Lord, but the Scripture tells us that the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. No, what the chastening of the Lord is, he chastens us with his word. So many people believe that Jesus chastens us with sickness and disease. Now, if you believe that, you're going to have a hard time believing that he'll heal you if he's the one that put it on you. In the 12th chapter, verse 5 of Hebrews, it says, you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when you are rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourges every son whom he receiveth. Now, what he's saying is that the sons will receive chastening, but if you're not a son, you won't receive chastening. How does he chasten us? He chastens us with his word. That's offer number 7121, the chastening of the Lord, for a total of $11. Toll-free order line is 1-877-396-9400. 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.